I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host. And today I have a quick tip of the week for you, and we're going to talk a little bit about anxiety in our kiddos. So, Grayson does have a fair amount of anxiety. Some of his stimulatory behaviors actually help self-soothe him from that anxiety, but one of the things we did was put him on Ionestol, which helps manage his anxiety. Obviously, if that's something you want to consider, you know, go check with your doctor first. Always recommend that. We are not doctors. We're not, you know, going to give you recommendations on what you should take or, you know, give your kiddos. But, you know, it's something to consider and make sure you talk to a doctor about it. So, you know, we recently had a situation with Grayson where he got burnt on the seatbelt of the car when we were leaving the beach. And, you know, after that, he didn't want to go in the car. I mean, literally, I went to put him in his car seat, and he just, you know, had a, you know, meltdown at that point. So, when we realized that, we ended up bringing him inside. We didn't go that where we were planning on going at that point. We ended up walking there to the pool. But, you know, after that, what we tried to do is just slowly, you know, desensitize him to the car at that point. So I know we've talked a lot about desensitization therapy and that approach. So definitely go back and check out that quick tip. I'll have to put the quick tip number in the show notes so you can refer to that. But, you know, we basically first started by holding him and opening the door. Waited until he was kind of comfortable with that. Then we sat in the car with him on our lap. After that, I then put him into the car seat. And that was a little bit of a struggle, but we had to push, you know, I had to push through that. He didn't have a meltdown. He was just a little, you know, resistant to it. And then we finally got him in there, strapped him down. And then he's been fine pretty much ever since. So, you know, that's a tip for dealing with anxiety, slowly but surely desensitizing him to that. I mean, and then we do the same thing with the food right now. He still has to go through intensive food training, or food therapy rather, but, you know, in the meantime, we've been working on just having him touch foods and things like that. You know, it's slowly gotten him more comfortable. He can now sit at the table while we're eating. He doesn't run away, and you know, even the food, though the food's right there, he used to get disgusted by it, but, you know, at least he can tolerate that now. He has a lot of anxiety when it comes to food. So, you know, that's just the same strategy we used for a whole different form of anxiety. So, I hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll see you on the next episode later this week. And with that, for Autism, building the puzzle one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at Grayson-Company.com. myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.